Hello, inquiring viewers, and welcome to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. In recent decades, public interest in the existence of extraterrestrial life has grown dramatically, and many people are seeking disclosure about what governments know on the subject. One such individual is activist, lobbyist, and commentator Stephen Bassett, executive director of the Paradigm Research Group and the Extraterrestrial Phenomena Political Action Committee, or XPAC, both of which are based in Bethesda, Maryland, USA. Mr. Bassett is a leading advocate for increasing public awareness about the extraterrestrial presence engaging humankind and its potential benefits for our planet and civilization. Supreme Master Television had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Bassett about his work at the October 2011 Conscious Life Visionary Expo in Los Angeles, California, USA. On today's program, we present excerpts from the fascinating interview.
I'm a political activist, and I have been since 1996, and the focus of my activism is the extraterrestrial issue and its resolution. Prior to that, I did business consulting. I did get a degree in physics, but my life really began when I entered this issue and been doing exclusively since then. And the issue regarding ET phenomena had been with me my whole life. One of the key books I read was John Mack's Abduction, Human Encounter with Aliens. Mack was a Harvard-trained psychiatrist, and the fact that he had gotten into the issue, studying contactees, was a milestone for me, and told me, this thing is definitely moving forward. Then it was easy to conclude, well, if the extraterrestrial presence were to become known as an accepted reality, that would be the most profound event in human history. So I said, I'll engage it politically. So the first thing I did was to register as a lobbyist. Thus the name Paradigm Research Group, which is the name of my organization. I was the first person to ever register as a lobbyist in Washington on this issue. Then I formed the first political action committee. Then, of course, the field is getting crowded, so we're now a movement.
Mr. Bassett now discusses the substantial body of evidence for the existence of human extraterrestrial interaction that has emerged in recent decades.
The evidence is massive and overwhelming. It's been accumulated for 60 years, 5,000 books and pamphlets, millions of sightings, hundreds of thousands of reports, thousands of pilot sightings, discs off windows, cockpits, radar reports, multiple sightings on the ground. Now you have to go look at it. It's years to study this evidence, but there is a massive amount of evidence to prove it. One of the most profound pieces of evidence is in the last 20 years, many hundreds of thousands of people have reported contact with extraterrestrials. They're reporting contacts which are pretty consistent, the same kind of beings, the same kind of procedures. So that's incredibly powerful evidence. And then one other, and that is government witnesses coming forward, people like astronaut Edgar Mitchell, astronaut Gordon Cooper. That's very powerful. These are very accomplished people.
Mr. Bassett next elaborates on some of the types of extraterrestrials that have been described by contactees and the need for increased public understanding of their existence and efforts to interact with humans.
There appear to be four or five types that are most commonly reported by contactees, and the most common is the grays, which they vary in size and in other ways. This image of the gray is now ubiquitous in the world, in advertising, on packaging, it's on television. It's just a very slight 4-foot being, spindly arms, 4 fingers, very small mouth, vestigial ears, vestigial nose, big black slanted eyes. And that wasn't concocted in the imagination of some ad person. That is, in fact, the imagery that's being reported. The Art of Close Encounters is a new book that has 150 contact reports with about 200 pieces of art that show the range of this phenomena. There's a group called the Nordics, which look very human, almost identical, but beautiful, you know, tall, blonde beings. Those are pretty well established. There are all significant benefits that would come if the world's people know that they're not alone, there's other extraterrestrial civilizations. I think this opens up a broad range of doors that we could go through to start dealing with the problems that we're creating. There's potential technological breakthroughs that could come from ET technology. So the benefits far outweigh any justification that the world's major governments could put forward to justify keeping this suppressed any longer. letting them know it's true, and also letting them know that things are moving forward. It helps to acclimate people for this, so that there'll be less disruption when it does happen. And also, as awareness raises about the likelihood of a disclosure, the likelihood of disclosure goes up. So, again, the idea is to get disclosure of the ET presence as soon as possible. So public awareness helps in both of those areas.
When humans become more conscious and accepting of extraterrestrials, the door to advancing our planet and civilization in numerous ways will be opened.
We have a number of craft, and we've been studying them for decades. We know how the craft perform. We know they're anti-gravitic. So there may be a profound energy source there. There's a lot going on now in human physics that's pointing towards accessing extraordinary energy sources. It's called the ground field, zero-point field, the quantum field. It turns out the amount of energy that is around us is actually quite extraordinary. If we could tap into that energy, it changes the equations on planet Earth profoundly. So we think there is more information there. We need to have that information out so that we can utilize potentially this energy source. It's also clear from the contactee report, they are extremely skilled in life sciences, in genetics. So one of the great truths I think we will learn in the post-disclosure world is that DNA from life planets all throughout the galaxy has been swapping out for millions of years. Space-faring beings have been taking DNA and moving it around. And so our DNA, our life structures here are connected very likely to life structures all over the galaxy. This is incredibly profound. And when you examine the contactee reports, it turns up everywhere. Genetic work, DNA, hybrid beings, they are the masters of this, and probably a lot more, which also means that they are probably more than capable or have the technology that is capable of solving almost all disease problems we have, which means that if we had full contact with the extraterrestrials and if they were willing to provide us with some of this tech, we could cure virtually all of the major diseases that plague us, which would transform the planet. So disclosure is the door to open contact, and open contact may be the door to access to that technology.
Mr. Bassett also believes that having a strong spiritual foundation can help us accept the changes brought about by increased contact with our fellow beings from other parts of the galaxy.
I think people who have spiritual base probably are better positioned to deal with this transition than people that don't have that kind of a base. Belief systems will shift. There'll be some new information we're going to learn about our ancient history and perhaps some of our religious lore.
In conclusion, Mr. Bassett states that our extraterrestrial friends are here to guide us to a constructive future in a way that has been experienced for millennia by the inhabitants of many other planets around our galaxy.
They understand from previous experience that at this point we have to go from thinking we're alone in the universe to knowing we're not. We have to go through the disclosure process. And we have a limited amount of time because the weapons that we have are getting more powerful, the environment's getting more damaged, and so we have to make this transition because once a planetary civilization get to this point, if they don't come to understand that they're not alone, if they engage these other civilizations, they may not be able to get through this time. In other words, they perish. So they're shepherding us through a necessary transition that every sentient species has probably gone through on planets around the galaxy.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on occasion regarding extraterrestrial beings and their visits to our planet, as in this October 2010 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA.
Master, have UFOs carried out any other activities on Earth that we don't know about? What are those activities?
Yeah. Too many to count, okay? But they are good intention, good intention. Wow. Yes. One of it is to help to promote peace, yeah?
Yes.
Peace and stop war, yes? They also stop comet to hit us, etc.
Wow.
Yes. So you see, many times we heard that the comet almost hit the Earth and then it veered to the other direction.
Yes.
Into the
yes.
space, harmless space. And
yes.
So it didn't harm the Earth. Yes. They also heal many sick people wherever they can. Yes.
Wow.
Whenever they happen to have a chance to do that. And they also soften warlike aggression.
Oh.
Yes. And trying to induce people into a more peaceful state of mind. Yes. So their activities are so many, so many. We have to thank them immensely. Thank God that they even exist, that God even sent them. Okay? That God
yes.
even allowed them to come and help us. Okay?
Yes.
That we even have enough luck, you know, to be
yes.
helped by such a highly developed being.
Thank you, Mr. Stephen Bassett, for your enlightening discussion on the interactions of extraterrestrials and humans and their potential benefits to our civilization. May the Paradigm Research Group soon succeed in encouraging governments worldwide to inform their respective citizens about our friendly galactic neighbors. For more information on Stephen Bassett, please visit www.paradigmresearchgroup.org. Genial viewers, thank you for watching this week's edition of Science and Spirituality. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May our planet soon elevate, thus enabling us to fully integrate with the universe.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.